it is also very little thing for me. But you are not. You cannot say anything. Then what is the use of spending so much money coming from England, so many dollars here, wasting your time and not hearing anything? So these things makes me worry. They should try to take all these things. Otherwise, what is the use? Sit down, but it is a very paritap ka vishay hai. Unfortunate. I am so unfortunate that I cannot give you anything. Don't make me worry. I will be very worried. Then I will have not to give classes here, and I will have to return Vrindavan. What is the use that anyone is not gaining something? You will have all to repay me. It has written in Sanatan Goswami has written in his book, Hari Bhakti Vilas. If no darshina and initiation, then initiation will be false. So, this is like initiation, siksha. What is the meaning of siksha? It is initiation. I am giving initiation. That is why siksha guru is to be taken as diksha guru. More than that, left Vrindavan, Mathura, my sadhan, bhajan, everything. Only to give some new thing, what I have realized here. But I am unhappy to see that. I am not unpaid. I am not paid. I should be paid. How you can pay? By learning what I want to give you. We have finished 5, 6 also. What is the purpose of 6? Can anyone? Purpose of 6. Deshtai svabhav janitasya prabhusasya doshai. Na prakritatvamiha bhakta janasya pasyet gangam bhasang khalubudubudhen pankai brahma dhatma pagachyata nirudharmai. In a very short, you can tell the meaning of this slope. We should not see. You don't remember? Drishtai svabhav janitai svapusvasya dosha. You don't test, you should take. But like yesterday night, what they played drama. Who can tell? Those who cannot reply, they should do like this. That Maharaj is not seeing. Maharaj is seeing everything. Everyone. you should tell. Stand up and tell. The meaning of this is love. This day is so hard, but then say, Prabhu Sashya.
This joke, Sri Rupa Goswami is telling us how.
Again, here.
How we should be careful when we are associating with Vaishnavas, and he has told us about the 3 levels of Vaishnavas, Kanishta, Madhyama, and Uttama. So, in that
we have explained Kanishta, Madhyama, and Uttama. Now he is telling how to honor 3. So, what he is telling?
So, when we are meeting with Uttama Nikari Vaishnavas, then we have to be very, very careful, because their dealings, their behavior, and their all activities are on a completely transcendental platform. But outwardly, they act as if they are like normal human beings. So sometimes we see that they're having some disease, or they are unable to speak, there's something wrong with their voice, or things like that. Just like yesterday we saw in the drama how Ashtavakra Rishi, who is Brahma Veta, but when he's coming there, due to his deformed body not being properly shaped, all the other saints sitting in the assembly of Janak Maharaj, they started laughing at him. So that was not a proper behavior, because pure devotee is completely situated in the transcendental consciousness, and his all activities are on the transcendental platform. So then he laughed back, and then everyone was ashamed of their act. So similarly, when we are associating with higher elevated Vaishnavas, so we should not try to estimate their activities with our material intelligence, the vision which we carry in our material lives. So that is called Uttam Vaishnavas. And but we should not be.
What is the example?
Ashtavakra Rishikoka.
Given in this slok.
In this verse, Rupa Goswami is explaining as with the river, Ganga. There is Brahma Dharatma Pavishti being determined. Ganga, there is representation of Brahma, Lord Krishna himself. Water has come from the touch of lotus feet of Krishna, so it is like Brahma, it is very pure. By touch of Ganga, we get purified. That's the power it has. But sometimes when we go there, we see there's so many foam or some impurities lying on that water. So seeing those impurities, if we say, oh, this water is not good, I'm not going to touch that water, I'll become more dirty. So this will be an offense to that holy river and holy water. But those who know that and those who have full faith, despite seeing all those impurities on the surface of water, they dip and then they are blessed with the mercy of Ganga.
What is the meaning of swabhava janitai? Due to nature of body. What it means?
If he has a deformed body or a diseased body.
No, this is not swabhava.
He's always situated in his original constitutional position as Krishna consciousness.
Swabhava janitair bapu sar. Bapu is separate body.
If his nature.
What nature?
If he seems to have something wrong with his character.
What? No, not character. Sometimes he become angry, rough speaking, giving some, like one was Abhiram Thakur, giving chabuk to all. These are swabhav. Nature, by the nature of body, sometimes they become without any reason angry. So seeing this, our rough behavior, our rough
speech,
don't care for this. If there is a gold, but this gold has fallen down in a stool, very good, biggest gold. But it is covered or it is within a nali,
drain,
where all used to make his.
Or,
then what do you do? You see here and there and give some water and then take it. Huh? Understand? No?
Yes.
Why? You should explain what I told.
That even if one finds gold in a filthy place,
yeah,
the gold is still as valuable, and an intelligent person will take that gold anyway.
Anyway, no consideration. Gold never becomes impure. So if bhakti is there in anyone, and he is actually a Vaishnava, or sometimes angry, rough,
harsh
words, rough behavior, even we should try to serve him and to please him and take bhakti. Understand? He is rough speaking person, so I will not go. Then you lose. So we should be very careful with this. Swabhava and then bapu. Swabhava janitair bapu sascha dosha. And others, kiva vipra, kiva nyasi, sudra kenu noy, jai krishna tattva vetta se guru hai. Go to any person who is tattva vetta, whether he is brahmachari, grihastha, banprasthi, out of society, no harm. He may be Mohammedan like Haridas Thakur, no harm. You should go and take this thing. If you are doing anything, thinking that he is ugly, he is black, his teeth are like this, he is a rough speaking person, then it will be offensive in lotus feet. And you will be cheated. So don't be like that. Also, don't try to give
advice.
What?
Advice.
advice. Why? If you think that he is fool, then you will give advice. Otherwise, not. So if you are advising, thinking that he is foolish, then it is offensive. Don't advise and what?
Don't try to discipline
him. To correct him. Don't try to correct him. That you are incorrect. You should do like this. Jannama, you know? No. Jannama. He was sitting in the council of Harikatha. And a person was telling Harikatha. And she was sitting like you are sitting. And she was chanting Hare Krishna. The person who was the speaker, he thought that I am now Uttam Mahabhagavat. And he told Jannamadevi, it is very bad to chant Hari name when Bhagavat is going on. You don't know that Srimad Bhagavat is himself Krishna and you are chanting here. At once whole
assembly.
They were so much offended. And they told, they all uska bahishkar kar diya.
Rejected.
Bahishkar mane?
Rejected.
Boycotted. That we don't want to hear from you. Jannadeji Ishwari herself is who?
Potential Nityananda Prabhu.
And also
Baladev Prabhu.
Anang Manjari. He is out of control of anyone. Rules and regulations is out of all. He can be lakhs and lakhs forms. Here also, there also, chanting, remembering, hearing, everything he can do. So there should be no control on this Vaishnava. And at last he was boycotted by the whole Vaishnava. And he became Atibadi Rupa. Rupa Kaviraj. So we should not try to correct him or anything, those who are advanced. But try to be corrected by them. Also, don't think that Krishna consciousness is limited to a certain section of people, or certain section of devotees, or a certain tract of land. Don't think this. We will hear only to those who are in certain section of devotees. Don't do all these offenses. Be liberated. Try to honor all the Vaishnava. Then Shyat Krishna Macharita Adi Sita Upividya Pito Pritapta Rasnasya Rochikanu King to Adarad Anudinam Khalusaiva Justa Swadi Kamat Bhavati Tadgada Mulhantri. We should not try to avoid all these things. Oh, I am now Madhyam Adhikari and these are for only Kanishta Adhikari, so we should not have taste in this. Don't do. Otherwise you will have offense in the lotus feet of Rupa Goswami. You should try always to be established in these truths. These are very helpful. Up till Bhavastha we have some unearths. Some unearth are there. So if you will displease Vaishnava, Bhakti, Bhagavan, then your Madhyam Adhikar will be gone. So don't think like this. So try to read this again and again and try to follow all these instructions. And if you are not following all these instructions, it means that you are not advancing in Bhakti. You are going gradually lower in the be engaged in your worldly requirements. Better. Those who know, they can do. Those who know, they can come and do. Shyat Krishna Namacharita Adi Sita Api Vidyo Pitoptarasana Rochikanu Kintuadradu Anudanam Khalusaiva Justat Swadhi Kramat Bhavadi Tadgada Mulhantri. Read the
translation.
The holy name, character, pastime.
Where is that?
Holy name, character, pastimes, and activities of Krishna are all transcendentally sweet like sugar candy. Although the tongue of one afflicted by the jaundice of avidya, ignorance, cannot taste anything sweet, it is wonderful that simply by carefully chanting these sweet names every day, a natural relish awakens within his tongue, and his disease is gradually destroyed at the root.
Disease will be destroyed, or first test will come, then this will go away. Or first the disease will go away, then test will come.
First test comes and then the disease goes away. Unless one is...
She's telling right?
Yeah.
Huh? First disease will go. I think that disease must go, then sweetness will come. Or some test will come, then disease will go. What is the niyam? Kya niyam? Yes?
Both are taking place at the same time. Simultaneous, both are going on at the same time.
But medicine is needed first, or that thing, that will go without medicine gradually.
Medicine must be
there.
So first medicine. Harinam is medicine and everything. So Harinam should be taken first. Then disease will go. But disease will go, then I will take medicine and then I will test it. This is not it. So, in what position you are, you should be there. No harm. You are lusty, you are lawyer, you have so much worldly desires. You are what? Anything you must be. But take that mission first. But try to not take the things which are warned. But medicine should be taken. So medicine is Harinam. So we should take it. Gradually the disease will go. So when a test will come in medicine, that in Harinam, some little. How? By taking. So if you are taking Harinam, and being the association of any good association. Like we are here doing kirtan, Hari Katha so much. So all the little boys, even girls, olds, young, all are energetic. All are dancing. All are doing so many things. So kinds of services here, hearing all these. So this thing should be must adopted. Now purport.
The holy name of Lord Krishna, his quality, pastimes, and so forth, are all of the nature of the absolute truth, beauty, and...
The holy name, character, pastimes, activities of Krishna, everything is transcendental. All. And transcendentally they are sweet. But we are taking Harinam. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Why? Why? No test? We are hearing Hari Katha, but our mind is there. How you knew? I knew because if I will question, they will tell that I don't understand. What is the meaning? If I will tell, I want to make your marriage with very, very, very beautiful any lady devotee. Oh, then, where is she? Then, very tasteful. But when I'm telling Hari Katha, actually, like this, what is the meaning? That his mind is anywhere else and then sleeping. But he wants to know that it is surely a very sweet thing. I must take it. Then he will be careful. All are sweet, but now you are thinking in Mathura or anywhere, a devotee was like this, that when we used to begin kirtan very loudly, and first dhik, like this, dhik, and then tan. First dhik makes him like, he used to sleep. He never used to come to our classes. And after some time, he went to his home, he bought a riksha, and after that, he was badly engaged in worldly things. And then he again began to collect fishes here, there, in muds and here. So, if you have no taste in Harikatha, then no taste in Harinam, no anything, first test should come in here. If there is no test, again I will see. I will hear. Bhagavata is going on in Vrindavan, who was explainer, Sir Raghunath Bhatt, always there. Hearing the pastimes of gopis, when Krishna went to Mathura, all were feeling by his explanations. All were feeling separation. But one person, he was not melting. His heart was not melting. He took something from his pocket, and that was chili powder. And he gave it in his eyes, little. And tear began. He was looking, Raghunath Bhatt, after class finishing, he went to that person and he took and embraced him. Oh, I have heard that any chaste devotee thinks that I have not served Vaishnavas, Bhagavatam. So I punished my body. Tears are now coming from eyes. So these eyes should be punished. I saw that you took something and punished your eyes, then this was coming. Surely you are a very fortunate person. Surely. And hearing this and having embraced by him, he began to weep loudly. Automatically tears came. Anyhow, he is repenting for that devotee. And he knows that there is so many offenses in me, anath in me, that my heart is not melting. So I should do anything. I am not qualified to be in this council of Vaishnavas who are all weeping, all are doing so. So we should realize also if there is no tear, no hair standing, no heart melting, then we should show that we are so much, but offended. We have done offenses anywhere. We are full of anarth. So, these are all are transcendentally sweet, more than sugar, honey, but yet we have nothing. So there is something behind it. Yes. Then?
Naturally, these names are very sweet, like sugar candy, which appeals to everyone. Nescience, however, is compared to the disease called jaundice, which is caused by bilious secretions. Attacked by jaundice, the tongue of a diseased person cannot palatably relish sugar candy. Rather, a person with jaundice considers something sweet to taste very bitter.
Yeah.
Avidya, ignorance, similarly perverts the ability to relish the transcendentally palatable name, quality, form, and pastime of Krishna. Despite this disease, if one with great care and attention takes to Krishna consciousness, chanting the holy name, and hearing Krishna's transcendental pastimes, his ignorance will be destroyed and his tongue enabled to taste the sweetness of the transcendental nature of Krishna and his paraphernalia.
You can take an example. Krishna is like sugar candy. His names are like sugar candy. His all pastimes are like that. When Krishna appeared in the council of Kamsa at Ranga Sthali, by Akrur, Krishna and Baldev were there. Charan, Mushti, Kamsa and all bad persons were there also. 12 kinds of person saw Krishna in 12 way. Same sugar candy, Krishna. But they tasted all in
different
modes. How Krishna, Kansa, how is tasted this, that?
His son is death personified.
Yeah, actually. He began to shake by seeing Krishna. And the other courtyards of Kansa, his associates, how they saw? How they saw? Ashani, like thunderbolt. Nirnam, Naravara. All the persons, Naravara. They saw that Krishna is so beautiful, marvelous. Among all persons, he is most beautiful, superior, having quality and other things. Nirnam Narvaraha. Istrinang Smara. All the wives of Jadav, they saw Krishna like Kamdev. All were charmed by Krishna. And then? Gopanang Sajano. All the gops saw that he is my friend. Subal Siddham were there. And Nanda Baba. And Vasudeva Devaki, they saw he is my son, own son. The Jnani, Brahma Jnani and all others, they saw. Tattam parama yoginam, tattva, paratattva. Mithu bhojapate, Kansa that he is my death. Asatang khiti bhujang. All the bad kings were invited by Kans. He saw that he is my all controller. And they feared. And Vishninang paradevata. Vishni means the persons of Vishni dynasty. This all. What this are? Paradevata. Paradevata means Ishtadev. So they were like 12, and the 12 realized all these things. Kans was a rogi of this jaundice. His courtyards were jaundice. But something, but a stage different, no? Different degrees. And there were bhakta of different qualities. So according to them, they tested the same Krishna. Krishna, Kans become angry. All other becomes angry. And the father, mother, Jadu, Jadavi, Vaishnava, and Jo, they become so happy to see Krishna. So Krishna is like a sugar candy. But first if you will take, then it will be very bitter, very bitter. But gradually taking it, the disease will go, and then you will feel that it is very sweet. When it will be tested very sweet, then you should see that our rogue has been gone.
So, Such a recovery of spiritual health is possible only by the regular cultivation of Krishna consciousness.
We should not give up. If it is not tasteful, no harm. You should continue it. If sleeping is coming, no harm. Chant loudly, loudly. There was a Vaishnava, our Shiksha Guru. He was telling that when I came first in the touch of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur, at that time, first my career, I used to sleep when chanting. So I discovered the way that upper side there was like this. I took a rope and tightened my shikha to there and chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And if come, like this. So whole night doing Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. After that we saw in his old age, always chanting, always chanting. No mala, no harm, always chanting. He was the very beloved of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami and very bosom friend to our Gurudev. All sannyasis used to tell him, Narhari Da, Dada. Like Vinod Dada, they all used to, all senior Vaishnava and sannyasis used to tell my Gurudev, Vinod Dada, and him also, Narhari Dada. He was the mother of whole Gaudiya Vaishnava.
Prabhupada also used to call him that.
Yes, Narhari Dada. So, he used to do like that. If you are asleep, you can tie your this shikha to there, and then it will open. And it should be done, anything should be done. Always, when sleepness or alasya means?
Laziness
coming. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. And jumping. Jumping and doing. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Like this, Nidra will go away, sleeping. And then sit down. Remember Krishna pastimes. Damodar Leela. Other Leela. Going Govardhan Parikrama. Vrindavan Parikrama. Then?
When a man in the material world takes more interest in the materialistic way of life than in Krishna consciousness, he is considered to be in a diseased condition. The normal condition...
Almost all, we are like that. I think the rare are like that. They are testing all these things. And they don't go towards worldly, how to maintain our life, how to be happy, how to have the very beautiful house and all other things. They don't go towards them. How to make our love and affection so qualified? They only tried for this.
The normal condition is to remain an eternal servant of the Lord. This healthy condition is lost when the living entity forgets Krishna due to being attracted by the external features of Krishna's Maya energy. This world of Maya is called Durashraya.
Durashraya.
Which means false or bad shelter. One who puts his faith in Durashraya becomes a candidate for hoping against hope. In the material world, everyone is trying to become happy, and although their material attempts are baffled in every way, due to their nescience, they cannot understand their mistakes. People try to rectify one mistake by making another mistake. This is the way of the struggle for existence in the material world. If one in this condition is advised to take to Krishna consciousness and be happy, he does not accept such instructions. This Krishna consciousness movement is being spread all over the world just to remedy this gross ignorance. People in general are misled by blind leaders. The leaders of human society, the politicians, philosophers, and scientists, are blind because they are not Krishna conscious. According to Bhagavad Gita, because they are bereft of all factual knowledge due to their atheistic way of life, they are actually sinful rascals and are the lowest among men. Namam duskritina mudha prabhyam te naradama. Maya prahritityana asuram bhavamashvita. Those miscreants who are grossly foolish, lowest among mankind, whose knowledge is stolen by illusion, and who partake of the atheistic nature of demons, do not surrender to me. Such people never surrender to Krishna, and they oppose the endeavor of those who wish to take Krishna's shelter. When such atheists become leaders of society, the entire atmosphere is surcharged with nations. In such a condition, people do not become very enthusiastic to receive this Krishna consciousness movement. Just as a diseased person suffering from jaundice does not relish the taste of sugar candy. However, one must know that for jaundice, sugar candy is the only specific medicine. Similarly, in the present confused state of humanity, Krishna consciousness, the chanting of the holy name of the Lord, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, is the only remedy for setting the world aright.
One thing. Once I took a stone and I throw it in a very big pond, like lake, 2 miles, 3 miles abroad,
diameter.
When I throw it, some webs make round,
ripples.
First, second, third, fourth, fifth, and touching the last kinara, end of the lake. Here, there, here, here, everything. If it is very near to one shore, from there, like this, like this, like this, everywhere in the lake we can see it. In this way, if anyone chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, what becomes? It vibrates in the air. And it goes to end, to last end of the world. Not only this world. It covers whole universe, Swarga, Marta, Patal. It goes to Vaikuntha, unlimited. So all are touched by this. It purifies the whole atmosphere, whole world. I'm singing here. Anyone very famous singer is musician singing. And I'm in the last end of world anywhere, having some machine there, I'm hearing and seeing him there. So if their machines are good, then it will vibrate more there, and they will clearly hear. But those have no machine, then what they will do? But function will be go there. It will purify whole atmosphere in whole world. If you chant more, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, especially when in a
congregation.
And all are singing, this voice will go and atmosphere will be all purified. So don't think that it is useless to do kirtan. Even one who is so much purified, so much, like Gaur Kushwaho Das Babaji Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada, or Narottam Thakur, or Rupa Goswami chanting, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare. What it will do? If lakhs person are chanting more loudly, but this sound is more effective, more strong, it will terrify the whole world. It has two functions, internally and outwardly. When we throw any stone in the water, we see outwardly some currents going everywhere, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 there. And if anything like doing dosh. But internally, it is a power who makes this. So if you chant, outwardly something will be seen, that here going, and affecting, making what? All atmosphere, but very purified. But internally, what we should do? It will change your heart. Not only change your heart, but those who are in this whole atmosphere in the world, here chanting, but it will go everywhere, and but we are not realizing, but it is working. So you should think that it is very powerful, this name. If you have no ruchi yet, again and again, doing, you will see that a test will come. Your heart will be changed. Your Krishna prema will develop. And whole vatavaran, atmosphere will be very clear, pure. So always think this very soundly. This world will not help you. Never. Don't go to test anything. Anything. Try to change your spirit and mood. This is Krishna consciousness. We see that how he is praising Krishna consciousness, Swamiji. But how living in this Krishna consciousness, even for long time, 20, 25 years, doing chanting, remembering, doing here and there. But again they left it and went. Why? It must be some offenses. Or from beginning he has no test. He wanted to test worldly things and by means of kirtan and harikatha. They misused it. They don't want to develop Krishna prema. They wanted what? By this chanting, then all will come and respect me. And then I will taste all worldly things very easily. All will do pranam to me. They will go give me what I will take, $1 lakh, $2 lakh. And then I will buy a car of $1 lakh. And then I will make my room of gold and all these things. And thus, deprived of one. So always think all these things. And chant only for developing Krishna consciousness. Being in Vrindavan, after that sloka will come. Then go on. The real disease is in heart.
The real disease is in the heart. If the mind is cleansed, however, if consciousness is cleansed, a person cannot be harmed by the material disease.
Material disease is nothing. We don't fear or worry for material diseases. They cannot do any harm. But these will do so much harm. We fear for only outer diseases, not for inner diseases, but we should do. And we should take all the diseases things, that disease will gradually develop.
To cleanse the mind and heart from all misconceptions, one should take to this chanting. One should take to this chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. This is both easy.
They should taking legal process. Otherwise, it will not be fruitful. The outer jijis will go on. It will develop.
This is both easy and beneficial. By chanting the holy name of the Lord, one is immediately freed from the blazing fire of material existence. Hmm.
Those who are falling, chanting always, they say that I am chanting always 16 round. Or Holy Master has told this. By chanting and doing all day, here, there, preaching, everything. Why they are falling? What is the cause? We should think. We should think it. Why? There is some loophole. Certainly there is something. We should try to discover and try to stop the leakage. Otherwise we can. Water will not be stored. All will go by these holes. So our water is going like this. So we should try to be careful for all these things.
There are three stages in chanting the holy name of the Lord. The offensive stage, the stage of lessening offenses, and the pure stage.
Yes.
When a neophyte takes to the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra, he generally commits many offenses. There are 10 basic offenses, and if the devotee avoids these, he can glimpse the next stage, which is situated between offensive chanting and pure chanting. When one attains the pure stage, he is immediately liberated. This is called Havamaha Davagini Nirvapanam. As soon as one is liberated from the blazing fire of material existence, he can relish the taste of transcendental life. The conclusion is that in order to get freed from the material existence, one must take to the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra. The Krishna consciousness movement is especially meant for creating an atmosphere in which people can take to the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra. One must begin with faith.
Now, something is going wrong. Any devotees cannot go in that center. Why? If anyone chanting, you will go and tell that, we were coming from Narayan Maharaj's hearing. And if we want to take darshan of deity and to hear Harikatha, or just go on. Bogus person. So it is a very worry thing. You should be always careful for this. So we will speak tomorrow. Now time is over. More than 1 hour? We should take all these things and try to take in our heart all these things. And thus chant Hari Name. Our heart should be like open. Our bahi aur bhitar dono ek saman hona chahiye. One, some politics behind. Oh, you are very good devotee. I know you. And when he goes away, then, I am a very wicked person. Don't do this. Same, if he is very bad person, and if you have very good will for him to help him, you can advise him very politely. And if you are a very qualified person, and if you have some good will for him, then he will listen your teachings. Otherwise, no, never. And be first purified your heart with first, and then try to do. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his life, brooming Gundicha mantra. He was brooming more than anyone, and he was teaching. Oh, So we should do like